So you have just released your new album, Running, your debut, I guess, LP, since Me and Her was a mini LP, according to your bio. How do you feel?
I feel great. It feels really good to finally get it out in the world.
You're going
to
be supporting Sarah Blasco on her tour of Australia. How does that make you feel?
I'm extremely excited about it. Get to play some amazing venues, a lot of them with a full band. Her album is one of my favourites of the year, and so really excited to see her perform that every night. It's going to be amazing.
How did this co-tour happen?
So my label, Barely Dressed, the people that founded that are also music managers. They manage Sarah. So I think she might have heard some of my stuff through them as they were releasing the singles. And I met her at one of her little showcase shows. And a little while after that, I think she reached out to them to see if I was keen to come on tour with her. So it was, yeah, a really nice thing to happen.
So you have incredibly, I would say, the sounds of your songs are very simple but arresting, but it's your lyrics that really stand out. How do you go about writing a song?
Well, that's really nice to hear. It's always a little bit different. I would say that the majority of the time, though, I guess what I'd call a shape of a song comes usually with a melody, refrain, and it usually has, I describe as kind of a ghost of an idea that comes with it, maybe the sounds of some words, and I just kind of know in the back of my brain what that song is about. Just in essence, I might not know thematically what it's about, but just emotionally, I guess you get the idea of where that song could go in terms of its content.
I would say perhaps the best illustration of your music style is probably the opening track of your album, which is the title track, Running. You switch from very arrogant, I suppose, to very vulnerable in your lyrics. Is it difficult to be that vulnerable on a track?
No, I mean, you're correct in that little switch there. I guess I always write with a backbone of entertainment in mind, and so I like to perform, and even on a recording, I kind of consider that a performance. I consider each song a kind of character, though I draw from real life. It's not necessarily biographical, and so I don't necessarily feel vulnerable. I think if you get yourself in the right place and work with the right people, allowing that vulnerability to come through feels kind of powerful in a way.
I was making some connections in my mind between you and Andrew Bird, and then I heard one of your tracks where you do, in fact, whistle. Are you aware of... Were you playing with that at all?
Playing with...
Your connection, perhaps, to Andrew Bird. I hear a lot of it.
Oh, really? No. Yeah. No, thank you. That's a great compliment. He's amazing. No, I just... That song... It needed a whistle. Well, it was an all-vocal record, so I was always looking for ways to bring in different sonic elements, still using the voice, still using the mouth and the body for percussion. And so whistle was obviously one on the list that I wanted to check off, and it just really suited that song.
Can you tell us a little bit about the story, maybe not of Running, but of Me and Her, how that album, your first album, came to be?
Sure. I was just about to make what has become this new album, Running. It was a little different then. I've dropped some songs since then. I wrote some more and changed up what they were going to be anyway. But so I was, all prepared to record it, and then I broke my arm. So couldn't play any instruments for 6 weeks, and I had this amount of time, obviously, where I couldn't do much, couldn't work. And so I decided instead to record an all a cappella record. I'd always had in the back of my head the idea to do at least one song a cappella. And so I just expanded on that idea because there was nothing else I could do with only one hand to use. And it
I think perhaps one of the moments that made me gasp with surprise was your cover of Only Time. Why did you choose Enya?
I love Enya. I think she's an incredible musician. Well, not necessarily she. Enya is sort of made up of a trio of three people. There's a writer, there's a producer, and there's the singer. I think their work is really kind of underrated. I think they were doing some really interesting things before a lot of people got to it in the kind of pop world. I think they're kind of looked at as daggy by a lot of people, but when you go and listen to it, so much of their sound has bled its way into popular indie music, especially electronic music. And yeah, I just think emotionally the music is great. And then also because of kind of that known perspective of Enya, I kind of wanted to play on that and take the song somewhere really different. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but whenever I do something slightly tongue-in-cheek, I like to just instill it with a whole bunch of sincerity as well to balance it out.
Well, it's a lovely cover. Maybe we should move on to how Running came to be. So mm-hmm. Me and Her was recorded when you were supposed to be recording Running. And now you've recorded Running. How has the change been from this mini LP to your full-fledged album?
Well, Me and Her, after its release, sort of went places and took me places that I wasn't expecting. It was just sort of an experimental little thing I was going to put out and then move straight on, but it brought up some great opportunities for me, and I sort of spent more time going through those opportunities, and then so I didn't get to make Running for maybe a year after that came out, and now it's been a year since I made Running. And so yeah, just obviously it probably changed my perspective of how to approach a lot of the songs, because whenever you make one record, or whenever I do, I like to focus on taking things in a little bit of a different direction as the last, in terms of sonically and writing as well. And so I can't say exactly how it changed, but I'm sure it definitely did. Yeah, and I also had the opportunity, which I wasn't originally going to have, of working with the producer Steve Hassett from the Australian duo LaLuke, which was an amazing experience. I hadn't worked with a producer for the actual tracking of a record before. It was really liberating and really fun. And we made some of it in Melbourne and some of it in New York. And yeah, it was just a wild experience.
I think you should be very, very proud of yourself. If you were to say to a friend, this is my music, this is what I'm making, what track would you choose from Running?
I would probably play Running, the title track. I think it's the reason we released it as the first single. I think it, it doesn't have the whole instrumental range of some of the others, but I think in terms of thematically and it just sort of carries the world of how I see my music at this point really strongly. And yeah, that's why it opens the record.